The roster Buffalo announced Sunday settled the backfield behind James Cook at 3. Cook as the starter, with Ty Johnson and Ray Davis behind him, per Ross Johnston at A to Z Sports. Frank Gore Jr., Ian Wheeler, and fullback Ben Van Sumeren were all released Sunday, per the team's official transactions, 3 days after Wheeler scored the game-winning 2-yard touchdown in Thursday's 28-27 finale win over Pittsburgh, per Mike Maynard on the team site. Cook did not play in that finale. Head coach Joe Brady held his starters out, per Mike Moraitis at Bills on SI, which answers last week's question about a farewell snap with a plain no. The survivor story in the room is Ty Johnson, who had not practiced since August 8th, per CBS Sports, and made the 53 anyway, Brady's version. Ty went from not walking to now he's running. I feel like he's in a good headspace, per Ralph Ventre at Bills on SI. The passing down work behind Cook is intact on paper and has not been tested on a practice field since August 8th. One change directly in front of Cook. Alec Anderson won the starting left guard job over 9-year veteran Austin Corbett, per Moraitis at Bills on SI, though Corbett made the roster too, per Alec White on the team site. For listeners meeting this fresh, the June previews case was that Cook's rushing efficiency is a trait, not a fluke. He beat his expected rushing yardage by 358 last season, the most in the league, with one flag, a 12-touchdown scoring load that history says is hard to repeat, and one variable, whether the DJ Moore trade tilts Joe Brady's offense toward the pass. Nothing in cut week touched any of it. 3 quiet weeks now, and every one of them the kind this profile wants. A healthy lead back, handled like one, with the depth chart behind him now down to its final shape. We'll pick the thread back up as the opener in Houston comes into focus. Data via NFL Verse.